From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Tuesday, April 10th. Look for a kind of a mix of sun and clouds to start the day. Then we'll see some gradual clearing becoming mostly sunny later this afternoon. We'll see a high around 51. Winds will be out of the north at 5 to 7 miles an hour. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has nominated Tom Britton to SIU's Board of Trustees. Britton began his lifelong relationship with SIU as a student before entering the administration. He spent 17 years in the university's central administration, including a stint as administrative counsel to the SIU Board of Trustees. In 1992, Britton became the first SIU law graduate to be named associate dean at the School of Law, where he went on to serve as acting dean before retiring to private practice in 2016. Britton has served as a senior consultant to the Illinois State Board of Education and trained administrative law judges on cases involving special needs students. The governor's nomination was filed with the Secretary of State's office yesterday and is expected to go before the Senate for approval yet this spring. The Illinois legislature is back in town this week, and Governor Bruce Rauner is outlining a to-do list for them. Items on the governor's agenda include passing term limits, pension reform, and most importantly, a solid spending plan for the new fiscal year.
We're going to do it right this year. Let's get a revenue estimate that we agree on, as the law calls for, and then do a balanced budget that lives within our means for a full year, not a partial, and that calls for no new taxes. That's number one, first priority.
The governor is also calling for legislative action addressing the state's opioid epidemic and giving communities more control to consolidate units of local government as well as freeze property taxes. The governor and the four legislative leaders could meet as early as Thursday to talk about some of those issues. A new bill aims to stop the suspension of driver's licenses for unpaid parking tickets in the state. Speaking on Illinois Public Media's talk show The 21st, Democratic State Representative Carol Amon says the practice disproportionately hurts the state's low income and minority residents.
How many people sit in jail because they can't pay and they got arrested driving on a suspended license and then later lost their job as a result? Later lost their housing as a result, right? This is a long-term problem that needs to be fixed.
Ammon says the goal is to stop license suspensions for things that are not related to driving or public safety. The House committee hearing will vote on the License to Work Act today. A similar bill last year was unsuccessful. Well, despite a slight dip, the flash index to the Illinois economy is staying in the same 104 to 105 point range that it's been at for about 2 years. We get more on that story from Jim Meadows.
The flash index measured the Illinois economy at 104.5 for March, one-tenth of a point down from February. Any number above 100 indicates economic growth. U of I economist and index compiler Fred Gertz says that continued growth comes despite potential clouds on the horizon. That includes a possible trade war and volatile financial markets globally, and whether or not Illinois lawmakers can meet their budget deadline this year.
Election year, a time when they'll settle it early to get it over with, or is it going to drag on and create more uncertainty in the state?
The flash index is based on Illinois tax receipts. In March, state sales tax revenue went up, while corporate and individual income tax revenues were down. I'm Jim Meadows.
Illinois' two U.S. senators are demanding the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development provide detailed information regarding its recent decision to shutter two public housing facilities in Thebes. The letter from Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin comes less than a year after HUD decided to close two additional Alexander County Housing Authority facilities in Cairo. The senators say HUD's February decision in Thebes threatens to eliminate about 25% of its population, including some people who are relocated from Cairo to Thebes within the past year. Well, the second annual Shawnee Shorts Midwestern Film Festival is later this month. Mike Ricci is the co-organizer. He says the fest is held to showcase talent in the Midwest. The festival will again be held at the historic Liberty Theater in Murfreesboro, which Ricci says is an ideal location.
It's a beautiful theater, and it's really about community. This is a theater that is locally owned there by a board of directors in Murfreesboro, and so it's really all about community, which reflects what the film fest is about.
Ricci says they're expecting to showcase more than 20 films, which range from comedies to documentaries, all of which must be produced in the Midwest and cannot be longer than 30 minutes. Afterwards, votes will be tallied and awards will be given out. As the Audience Favorite Award, the Judge's Award, and the Best of the Festival Award, it begins at 3 p.m. on April 14th and will run until about 7:30 that evening. And some Southeast Missouri State University students in Cape Girardeau will be able to bring their dogs, cats, or other small caged pets to campus starting in the fall. The university in Cape Girardeau announced a one-year pilot program The pet-friendly rooms, which will accommodate 92 students, will be on select floors of Myers Hall. Students must fill out a request form as well as pay a $200 non-refundable registration fee. Weather-wise today, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and gradually becoming more sunny as the day goes on. We'll see a high near 51. Winds will be out of the north at 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies. Look for an overnight low of 38. Then tomorrow, gosh, it's almost going to feel like April. Mostly sunny, windy, and warmer. We'll see a high near 66 as winds will be out of the south-southwest at 6 to 16 miles an hour. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.